With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In a daring raid, Israeli forces today entered the largest hospital in the Gaza Strip, discovering that Hamas terrorists have been using the building to disguise military operations. Yonatan Alon of Jerusalem's All Israel News says the raid was a precision operation.
The IDF announced that it had sent troops to the Shifa Hospital in the northern Gaza Strip in a precise and targeted operation against Hamas. The IDF team sent into the hospital consisted of medical teams and Arabic speakers who have undergone specified training with the intent that no harm is caused to the civilians being used by Hamas as human shields.
Israeli and American sources say that during the hospital raid, troops encountered explosives and Hamas terrorist squads, as well as tunnels underneath the hospital where Hamas fighters were hiding. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting face-to-face today in California.
We anticipate that the leaders will discuss some of the most fundamental elements of the U.S.-PRC bilateral relationship, including the continued importance of strengthening open lines of communication and managing competition responsibly so that it does not veer into conflict.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. U.S. wholesale prices fell sharply last month as inflationary pressure continued to ease in the face of a year and a half of higher interest rates. The Labor Department reporting that its Producer Price Index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, dropped 0.5% in October from September, biggest drop since April of 2020. On a year-over-year basis, producer prices were up 1.3% from October 2022. The Dow ahead 156 points. The NASDAQ is up 28. This is SRN News. A Virginia school board allows prayer.
Back in August, a local woman attended a meeting of the Suffolk Public Schools Board, and during her allotted comment time, tried to offer a brief prayer for the board members. She was quickly cut off by board chair Tyron Riddick, who said prayer was not allowed. This prompted a bunch of people in the audience to start reciting the Lord's Prayer as the woman was kicked out. Christian legal groups got involved, and now the board says prayer will be allowed in the future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Four Christians who were arrested for their faith have been set free in Vietnam. International Christian Concern says the authorities have warned the four not to practice their faith anymore, an injunction the believers say they will not obey. The vast majority of Vietnamese are pagans or non-religious, and the communist government is officially atheist. The country officially guarantees religious freedom, but in practice, Christians are regularly persecuted. This is SRN News. One of four women stabbed in what officials are calling a random attack on a Louisiana college campus has died.
Officials at Louisiana Tech University in Ruston say the knife attack happened Monday outside a campus recreation center. Annie Richardson had been in critical condition since she was stabbed and died Tuesday evening. The university says two other women are in the hospital and a fourth woman was cut but declined treatment. The university says the suspect, 23-year-old Jacoby Johnson, was detained minutes after the attack and is now charged with second-degree murder in addition to charges of attempted murder. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 3.6 earthquake rattled parts of northern Illinois, awakening some residents. The small earthquake was centered near Standard, Illinois. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.